Let's talk a little bit about some of these markets for pork and trade, and what are some of the things that you guys are looking at and pork producers need to think about for a place to put this pork?
Well, yeah, market access is extremely important to our industry. We've been participants in 20 free trade agreements, the previous 20 free trade agreements since NAFTA, and have been extremely successful for our industry. Exports are up over 1,550% for our industry alone. Obvious trade is important to all of agriculture, but in particular to pork producers. Most recently, we spent a huge amount of time and resources on helping the administration negotiate a good deal for pork in the Trans-Pacific Partnership. No doubt it's been a difficult summer, with trade being one of the issues during the campaigns this summer. So it's been a difficult time. We most recently spent a huge effort bringing producers in to talk to their senators and congressmen on the importance of trade to the pork industry and also to agriculture in general. I think the message was well received. We have now had the election, and I think it's fair that we give the new administration time to get the people in place that will be working in that administration, their trade representatives, their new Secretary of Agriculture. Fortunately, I think a lot of the congressmen we talked are going to be back in both the House and the Senate. I think there's a slim chance that we could find some time in the lame duck session. President Obama would love to see TPP passed, but that is probably losing a lot of steam at this point in time. So we want to be ready at the appropriate time to address this new administration on how important trade is to us, to agriculture, and for that matter, to the U.S. economy in general. I think these people clearly understand that. And so we're hopeful that maybe TPP, not as we see it today, will happen. Maybe it will. But certainly other trade agreements, whether those are bilateral or whatever they may be, we're going to be there advocating for America's pork producers to gain access into these countries that are pork-consuming nations.
John, as we think about Tuesday's election results and we think about a new administration, it really isn't too early to start talking and thinking about the 2018 Farm Bill. What are some things that are going to be key for pork producers as that those talks begin and maybe those negotiations begin as well?
Right. It appears that things are going to move rather quickly on the Farm Bill, which I think is fine. 2018 will be here before we know it. Matter of fact, at our next board meeting in November, we're going to be putting our Farm Bill Task Force in place. We'll be monitoring this. Normally, as pork producers, we do not have a lot of asks in the Farm Bill, but we certainly are engaged in those discussions and negotiations, and oftentimes in coalition. A couple of those things are continued research for agriculture, the funding that occurs through the Farm Bill. We're going to keep that front and center. Another issue that's very important to pork producers and, again, all of animal agriculture, beef and dairy, would be to improve our preparedness for a foreign animal disease in this country. We simply do not have the ability to vaccinate our way out of a foot and mouth disease outbreak, for example. So we're going to have two asks on that front. One of them, that the vaccines, the number of strains of foot and mouth disease vaccine be increased that are held at Plum Island. There are 23 known strains circulating globally. They currently have 7 of those as antigens in reserve at Plum Island. We'd like to see that number increased to at least 12 to 15 of those strains that are more common. And then the ability to take that antigen and manufacture the doses of vaccine that would be needed if there were to be an outbreak in a densely populated Midwestern state, whether it's beef or pork. We just don't have that ability today. There are only 2 labs, one in, I believe, Pilbright, England, and Lyon, France, another in Lyon, France, that manufacture foot and mouth disease vaccine. They're currently running at about capacity for the countries that do vaccinate. So for the North American continent to have the ability to have that vaccine could be really difficult, especially in the short period of time that it would be needed. So we would like to increase our preparedness for a foreign animal disease. That will be one of our asks in the new Farm Bill, funding for FSIS to take a look at this and to see where we can get better prepared to keep our industry alive.
John, anything else?
No, this has been a great experience here at Farm Talk. Been able to share a lot of things. We've got a lot of issues coming at us. It's going to be exciting with this new administration. You know, I think on the regulatory side, there's a lot of optimism that we may see some pressure relieved there. But we just want to stay engaged with Congress and work with this new administration.